There's a great English poet who had this for his first name, too. His last name was Arnold.
Benedict Arnold?
Not Benedict Arnold, but...
not Benedict, no.
Well, I can't think of it. Say it then.
No, Matthew.
All right, now what's the name of that great hero in the Pacific?
General MacArthur.
Okay. And this man is your uncle, and this woman is what?
My aunt.
Okay. And do you have a name for an unskilled part-time minister? Did you call him anything? Do you have a special name?
Yeah. Circuit preacher.
Okay.
Is that the answer?
Would you use that?
Yeah, circuit preacher. I guess the name I have, Jim.
All right, how about in a court you have the man who presides over the court, he's the what?
The judge.
And a person going to school is a what?
A scholar.
Or?
A student. He may be a student, but not a scholar. He is a scholar. Mm-hmm.
And a woman who helps a man in an office is his what?
A secretary. That was all right, secretary. Secretary.
And the men in the city council in Chicago are the what?
The aldermen.
Okay. And if you're a citizen of this country, you're a what? What kind of a citizen?
A natural, native born citizen.
What citizen? No, I'm a what kind of
I'm
citizen?
I'm an American.
Okay. Okay, now I want to get another list of names here from you. These are terms not necessarily, you needn't necessarily use them yourself, but these are names, derogatory terms you've heard for people of different races, religions, and nationality groups. And just, I'll give you the classifications and you see if some of you can think of. The first one is for Negroes. Very
you
easy.
Mean even profane words?
That's
that
right.
I've heard?
That's right.
Not that I've used.
That's right.
That I've heard.
That's right.
But for Negroes, yes. Okay. Of course, I don't even like to utter it.
That's
mean
okay.
A Negro.
Okay.
And that's a very, very painful word for a colored person to hear.
Sure it is.
But I do. I've heard it since
sure.
I was a kid.
Well, that's we want to get the words that are used. Any others you can think of?
But for you mean for colored?
Yeah.
Well, I've heard. When I was a youngster, how many things just come back to me? I've heard kids say, "Oh, he's a shine."
Okay.
S-H-I-N-E. And here's one I haven't thought of since I was a little kid. I used to hear when these kids' name would come, Kiki Head.
Okay.
You don't see much of that. I mean, the colored men, you don't see them with that the kinky hair, you know.
Uh-huh.
They, you know,
sure.
They used to call them Kiki Head and Cheyenne and what other names?
Have you ever heard any names that Negroes use to describe whites?
White trash.
Okay.
And I've heard a couple of white bastards.
Okay.
I mean, when I see him, a kid named Corley, you know, fighting him, one called one a foul name, the other returned with a try to go one better.
Okay. How about any names for Catholics that you've ever heard used?
Catholic. I don't know. I'm trying to think of. I know. I was raised in a neighborhood predominantly Catholics on the west side, the Sacred Heart Parish. I've heard some fellows fighting, calling one mayor. One calling you Irish bastard, and the other
okay.
Say you Jew bastard.
Okay.
I mean, in court, you know, fighting, you
sure.
know. But as far as a friend of that church, I don't know calling him.
Okay, any other names for Irish that you can think of?
Well, yeah, they used to call them Shandy Irish. I'm saying these that I've heard and never use.
That's okay. Don't worry about that. I won't use it.
I mean that.
Sure, don't worry.
My folks, we live in a... I told you, we live in an Irish cave with sure. The green St. Patrick. I still have a piece in my pocket. I'll show you some Chicago Fire.
Okay.
On St. Patrick's Day, we had our Irish holiday, we had to wear a piece of green ribbon. I still have a piece of that to Chicago. I'll show you.
Okay. Small. How about any other names for Irish?
Irish? Let's see if I can think of any.
Well,
I'm wearing a shanty